It's Wednesday, January 9th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Extron, industry-leading technology backed by world-class support.
Today's Daily Download comes from EdTech 68. Bill O'Donnell is joined by Rob Raspberry, Ernie Bailey, and Scott Tyner talking about holographic lectures. Ernie Bailey starts off talking about ensuring the network is strong enough to handle something like a holographic stream.
We had a long discussion after putting out our first NVX ray with our network engineers because we about shut down the hospital's ability to do send images to other locations. And just the way it all works together, and you know, how are we going to limit it and control it? So I don't even want to go to them with something like this right now for bringing in a lecturer, you know?
Now, my question to you is this, like, actually, if anything, the NVX is an interesting question part of this, but are you guys, as I say, you guys are relying on your current network's infrastructure, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, right. You guys haven't gone and said, oh, here, we've made a secondary network because hopefully, you know.
We've been told we're not allowed to say that.
Okay? I can understand that. Yeah. As I say, since many of us probably had to deal with the days of yore of CobraNet, and if you tried putting on a regular switch, I hope you had good insurance or at least a good warranty card.
Yeah.
Rob, how about you guys? Is this one of those things? Would you just bring it up to your boss and they just go, I want to go toilet.
Yeah. No, I think it's something that at this point we could bring up and mention. I mean, you know, bandwidth. This is just another iteration of distance learning on steroids. And to be honest, you know, what are you going to do when full VR? You know, classes and which may even exist, and they're going point to point, what are you going to do with that resource and that engine and that bandwidth? I think they're just going to have to adapt. I think networks are going to have to understand that if there's an economic model that says this retains students and brings students in, then the infrastructure will adapt to it. Now the question is will this take on, or will people just say we can just go back to regular telepresence, or we'll just go back to regular distance learning, or just regular webcasting, or like we're doing here, Zoom?
Yeah. So Adobe Connect.
Right. Yeah, there you go. So I think it comes down to the economic model, and obviously the hologram is just sort of in its fledgling stage, and we're just seeing it, and it's sort of a neat thing. The question is can they bring it up to speed to make it, the students become as engaged. And Scott, you're right. I mean, there's nothing like face-to-face. I mean, that's just the way it is. That's the way it always, to be honest, in general will be. But it's hard for me to see how it's going to engage the students more, except that they're seeing, an image of the instructor, which is sort of cool. But as far as bandwidth goes, The IT infrastructure, again, if it's economically feasible, they'll figure out a way to deal with it.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.